South Haven is a glorious, booming tourist town. Living here all my life, about to graduate high school, and moving on to the next chapter in my life by attending Lake Michigan College in the fall. But before that happens, there's a story to be told. Coming to you from LMC English, I am Lydia Smith, and this is the Cold Case Mystery. Family plays an important factor in my life. We build strong relationships with each other and create bonds of trust. But what if that trust has faltered in my family dynamic? My great-grandma was able to give our family a little piece of history within South Haven, Michigan. She owned a grocery store and a restaurant right in town, and as luck would have it, a great tale was passed down to everyone. The famous ice cream flavor Blue Moon at Sherman Dairy Bar was created by my great-grandmother. I have believed this from the day it was told to me, but now it is time to further research the facts of great-grandma's story.
So, who told you that great-grandma came up with the Blue Moon ice cream recipe?
I don't know, it was many years ago, so my memory recollection is my own mother, which would be your grandmother, or my oldest brother, Dave.
So, do you believe this tale?
Absolutely. Of course.
What's your personal take on if the story is not true?
Well, I know it's true, so I can't believe it's not true. But if it happened to be, I'd be really, really depressed.
My mother's personal account of the Blue Moon story will help set up a second-hand view about how the story is being told to my family. Little does my mom know that the story we've all been told is about to become a folklore. I went to my grandma for a first-hand account about the grocery store and the Blue Moon ice cream recipe. Well, let's just say I didn't get all the information I was expecting.
Can you tell me a little bit about your mother's grocery store?
Yes, my mother, Marge Levine, her name was Marguerite, but everybody in town called her Marge. She had a few restaurants and she had a grocery store. The grocery store she bought from Tragna Brothers.
To get a better understanding of where my great-grandma's grocery store was located, it was next to where Black River Books is in South Haven today. I was not aware the grocery store was bought out from the Tragna Brothers. Honestly, I have never heard of that name, so I decided to Google them. An obituary popped up for Dominic Tragna. 84 years old, he recently passed away in 2004. Scrolling through the obituary, confirmation that great-grandma bought her grocery store from them stood out to me. A statement says, Dom was the owner along with his brothers of Tragna Brothers Grocery Store from 1947 to 1972. Dom always donated the best groceries to the Dominican sisters who served St. Basil's School.
And I don't remember how many years she had it, but she finally had to give it up because she had been robbed a couple times and it caused her to have to close.
Okay. Do you know when she came up with the Blue Moon ice cream idea?
Now that was years ago. She used to have Food Town. That was a restaurant in the back of Food Town. She owned that. Then she owned out on Blue Star Highway small restaurant out there. What is that one called?
Miss Me?
Never Miss Cafe is on Blue Star Highway, south of Village Coin Laundromat.
She used to own that. And then she owned in town where by Arkins, where Arkins used to be. It was called Yee, Y-E, Yee Old Coffee Shop. And I know she sold fresh ice cream, I don't know a whole lot about that. I just remember her telling me that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the blue moon ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my least favorites.
It's my least favorite,
it
too.
It is.
Is there, like, any proof of the recipe that she came up with this?
No. There's no proof, just what she has told us kids. So I don't know if it's the same recipe as Sherman's or if it was something else that she had that I don't know.
Grandma seems to be a very trustworthy or very naive person. There is no proof that her mother was the creator of Sherman's ice cream. Why would she be so quick to believe it?
She sell the recipe to Sherman's?
No, she didn't know. This is just basically in her restaurant. She sold it and with other flavors of ice cream, and that's all I know about it. I know it did not go to Sherman's.
Okay, so she claims to just have made the recipe.
Yes. She claims that she made the little moon ice cream.
All right.
Grandma's body language gives her away. Twiddling her fingers and no eye contact makes me believe there's something she is not telling me. But what is that? I am not for sure. The truth had probably come out a long time ago to my grandma. Most likely, she still wants to pass down some sort of tradition to her grandchildren. Who wouldn't want a tradition like that?
Do you think there's been any changes of the recipe since Sherman's has come out with it?
I don't think so, because I was gone for 20 years, and I've been back for 31 years. And it tastes the same to me now. Baskin-Robbins has a Blue Moon ice cream in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they have any Baskin.
Oh, it's all the way out in Colorado?
Yeah, and they have a Blue Moon there, and I do not like their Blue Moon either.
No?
No.
When my grandma mentions the restaurant in Colorado, later on in the podcast, this will be mentioned again.
If you could guess which place would taste better, do you think there's a taste difference between the recipes of the different places, like Captain Nemo's?
Well, Captain Nemo's gets their ice cream from Sherman's.
Mm-hmm.
And then Baskin-Robbins in Colorado, yeah, that has a different taste than the one here.
Since it's not based in Michigan, do you think they changed the recipe in Colorado?
I don't know, because Baskin-Robbins has been there a long time. You know, of course, Sherman's has too, but they didn't have all the ice cream and all that when
mm-hmm.
those kids lived out on Phoenix Road. So, I don't know. I never cared for Blue Moon at Baskin-Robbins in Colorado either. Because I can remember Sherman Dairy's was just, well, when those kids were little and we lived out on Phoenix, we used to have our milk delivered from Sherman Dairy's.
Yep.
Do you want part of that?
Yeah.
And I can remember when we'd get the milk in the morning, my sister and brother and I would fight to go get it because right on the top of the milk would be cream, and we wanted to see who could get it first to lick it off the cap.
Oh, really?
We used to do that, yeah. But we had milk delivered from Sherman's years and years ago. Yeah. And it was just, I think, and then later on down the road, I think you could get, like, maybe ice cream bars from there or something. I remember us riding our bike up there to get an ice cream bar.
Everything has relevance in Grandma's story. The restaurant in Colorado will later pop up again with the owners of Sherman's. This plays a part in the geographical relevance with the distribution of Sherman's ice cream. Grandma describing her childhood fits in perfectly with the history of Sherman Dairy Bar. Ironically, it lines up with the time frame of the beginning of Sherman Dairy Bar.